Jesse, you must listen to WUOY 90.9 FM on the net. Don't touch that dial. Jesse, keep it locked.
Attention, attention, attention. Doctors Without Borders needs your help. The organization gives assistance to populations in distress, natural man-made disaster victims, and armed conflict victims. They've treated millions of people since 1971. Volunteers undergo great risk and danger in order to provide this life-saving medical care. About 90% of funding to keep these missions going comes from people like you.
Doctor, I'm so glad we found you.
Please visit donate.doctorswithoutborders.org to make a donation so Doctors Without Borders can continue their commitment to saving lives.
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here's some upcoming events to look forward to. On Wednesday, April 8th at 4 p.m., the women's lacrosse team plays New Paltz at the Red Dragon Field. On Thursday, April 9th, join the Love and Literature Club for a mocktails and mingling event happening at 6 p.m. in Fitzell Room 203. And from 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. from Monday through Thursday, head on over to the Alden Room for the Alden Room Scavenger Hunt. On Friday, April 10th, Backyard Beats is hosting a midday music festival at 3:30 in the Hunt Union Waterfront. On Saturday, April 11th, see the planetarium show Messengers of Time and Space from 10:30 to 11:15 or the Sky Tonight show from 11:30 to 12:15 in the Perna Science Planetarium Room 018A. Tickets available online. Also on Saturday, men's lacrosse plays Cortland at the Red Dragon Field at 1 p.m. On Sunday, April 12th, join WONY for our general body meeting happening at Fitzell Hall, Room 303 at 3 p.m. The Empire State Service Corps is looking for students to serve 300 hours of public service next academic year. Gain leadership skills, hands-on experience, and make an impact, all while building your resume. Applications for fall 2026 are now open, with priority deadline being on Friday, April 17th. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week, everyone. Keep it locked.
Hello, everybody. As you could guess by that little spoiler intro, tonight is our highly esteemed punk rock episode. When I was younger, the first alternative genre of music I ever really got into and really took a shining to was punk rock music. Now, this diverges from LA punk, New York City punk, initially UK punk, but I don't really jam with that anymore. And then now I listen to all different subgenres of punk, hardcore, grindcore, mincecore, you name it, I like it. So this episode is going back to hits that I liked when I was a lot younger. Softer, more mainstream punk, if you will. What's a radio safe? But I'm really, really excited to present this episode to you guys. We're going to start off with a hit that I know that everyone loves. The Dead Kennedys, great LA punk band, Jello Biafra. Genius. So without further ado, California Uber Alles.
Hey, governor Jerry Brown. My arm smiles and never frowns. Soon I will make the rest I can't. Got a power of suit away. I will be Pharaoh one day. I will command all of you. Your kids are meditating in school. Your kids are meditating in school. California, the Morales. California, the Morales. California, the Morales. Will control you, and reverse it natural. You will draw for the master race, and always wear a happy face. Close your eyes, can't happen here. Pick your arm, why horse is near. And if these won't come back, you say, mellow out or you will pay. Mellow out or you will pay. California, the Morales, California, the Morales, California, the Morales.
So that was the song Lexicon Devil by The Germs, one of my all-time favorites. Fun fact about The Germs, they actually have a great biopic from, I believe, 2008 called What We Do Secret. And it talks about the life of Darby Crash, the lead singer of the band, and his backstory. And a very interesting thing about Darby Crash that wasn't revealed in his lifetime is that he was actually part of the LGBTQ community, which is interesting to me. I had no idea about this when I first got into The Germs. So it's a really great biopic. It used to be on Amazon Prime. I'm not sure if it's streaming anywhere now, but if you guys like that song and want to get into The Germs, They only have one album, G.I., and they have that movie. So if you're interested, go check that out. Next up, we have a punk band my mom actually got me into called Amen. This is probably their most well-known song, CK Killer, CK Calvin Klein. So enjoy this one. Everybody, that was the song Fashion by the Capitalist Casualties. Fun callback because I myself am a fashion major, so I like the title of that song for that reason. Fun fact, I have a Capitalist Casualties tribute vinyl. I thought that it was an exclusive LP by them I got at a record store, and I found out later as a tribute album, which is pretty cool nonetheless. Next up, we have a very classic, very well-known punk rock band called The Descendents. A lot of people call them Weezer's mean older brother, and I absolutely see that. So I'm going to play their most popular song Good Good Things. Great hit. Love the Descendants. One of my all-time favorites. So, hear this one.
We got more coming right now. There's more coming. We're going to get...
All right. That was the song Liberation Frequency by Refused. Fun fact about Refused, they are from the same town in Sweden as Cult of Luna and Meshuggah. Two very good bands, and two that my parents both really like, so shout out Mom and Dad. Of these three, I actually like them all equally, so all great bands. So thank you, Umeå, Sweden, for producing all these great bands out of your town. Next up, we have a technically not punk song, but I'd consider it punk adjacent. We're going to be doing a Melvin song called Going Blind off of their hit album Houdini. So give that one a round of applause.
doesn't work out the way I want it to. And I get real frustrated. And I try hard to do it. And I take my time, but it just doesn't work out the way I want it to. It's like I concentrate on real hard, but it just doesn't work out. And everything I do and everything I try, it never turns out. It's like I need time to figure these things out. There's always someone there going, hey Mike, you don't even notice that you've been having a lot of problems lately, you know? Maybe get away. And like, maybe you should talk about it, you'll feel a lot better. I go, no, it's okay, you know? I'll figure it out. Sing along, I'll figure it out, you know? I'm just working on myself. They go, well, you know, if you want to talk about it, I'll be here, you know? And you'll probably feel a lot better if you talk about it. If you want to talk about it. I go, no, I don't want to, I'm okay. I'll figure it out myself. And they just keep bugging me. They just keep bugging me. And it feels on the side. It's got me, it's just not so good. I'm afraid of my side. You want to have it, say, I'm afraid of my side. I'm not drinking. I was in my room, and I was just like staring at the wall, thinking about everything, said, yeah, I was thinking about that. And then my mom came in, and I didn't even know she was there. She called my name, and I didn't hear it, and she started screaming, Mike, Mike! And I go, what? What's the matter? She goes, what's the matter with you? I go, it's not wrong, Mom. She goes, don't tell me that. You're out of time. I don't know, Mom, I'm not. I'm okay, I'm just thinking, you know? Why don't you give me a text? She goes, no, you're out of time. I go, Mom, I'm okay. I'm just thinking. She goes, no. I'm sitting in my room, my mom and my dad came in. They pulled up a chair and they sat down. They go, why? We need to talk to you. I go, okay, what's the matter? They go, me and your mom, we noticed lately you've been having a lot of problems. And you've been going off for no reason. And we're afraid you're gonna hurt somebody. And we're afraid you're gonna hurt yourself. So we decided that it would be your best interest if we put you somewhere where you can get the help that you need. My best interest. How do you know what my best interest is? How can you say what my best interest is? What are you trying to say? I'm crazy. When I went to your school, I went to your churches, I went to your institutional learning facilities. So how can you say I'm crazy? Say no, the things I'm crazy. Things I've never made. Why can't I think I am? Better maybe I'll be dead. I'm not crazy.
All right, everybody. As I'm sure many of you know, that was the seminal hit by Suicidal Tendencies, Institutionalized, a song depicting a young man's struggle in American society. Next up, we have a band that I actually had the pleasure of seeing when I was 13 years old. This is a New York hardcore band called Madball with their song New York City from their album Set It Off. So let's fade this one in. They were also a great live band, just let you all know. So that was a really good experience.
Everywhere I look, they say, I got a right that will take it away. It makes my heart turn to mine. Live it here, you gotta learn. Just do it, it's reality. Say your prayers, I'm broke, I'll be you. Find your mission, do what you gotta do. Don't look in trouble. Sometimes, don't find you. And what can we do, what can I do?
that one fight to exist. This fight, our own state, our days, we would all stay together. They can't see how easy it is to stand so free. That decision is not there to make. Say your prayers, I'm alone, I'm with you. But you never do what you got to do. Don't look in trouble. The power to find you then. What can you do? What can I do? Now, you see what I mean. Forget me, my family, and me. What can I do? Makes my stomach turn. Living here, you gotta learn. You gotta fight back. When someone tries to take your life from you.
Everybody. So as I said, the last band that just played was Madball, a great band that I got to see. Next up, we have another fun punk band from New York, more of a classic, the awesome, very quite infamous Ramones from Queens. And this is their song, I Just Want to Have Something to Do, from their album Road to Ruin. So I hope you guys enjoy, because I absolutely adore the Ramones.
beat 50125, go! I was there in the backstage, when this light came around. Everyone got a change plan, but when the first time around, I could see all the weakness, I could pick all the faults. But I can see all the faces, just a stick in your throat. 300 Hung around in your soundtrack to mirror all that you've done, to find the right side of reason, to kill the feel as the one. I can see all the cold facts, I can see through your eyes. All that told me no contact, no matter how I be trying. 300 steps. I can see all the walls. I fit into your back traps with no hearing at all. I just see contradiction. I can give up the fight just to live in the past tense, to make believe you were right. P1G.
What's in a million dollar statue with a single destiny? To crucify and destroy a shield from the body. A constructing passion for the most moment in the mouth of society. As adaptation, as sociological failure. Creating resources of individual expression. Insecurity, seen as no self-esteem.
Right, everybody, that was a band called Irate New York City. Fun fact, a very good friend of mine named Ethan, whose birthday is actually soon, bro's gonna be 18, which is crazy to me. This is a band that he really likes, so he got me into them, so shout out if you're tuning in. Miss you, little bro. Next up, we are going to be playing a song off of a sampler that I really like called My Last Known Address by Reach the Sky. So I'm gonna fade that one in. And we have a few songs left for you guys. Hold on, everybody. Right, everybody. As I said, that was the song My Last Known Address by Reach the Sky. This is off of one of my favorite sampler albums of all time, Up the Dosage by Wonder Drug Records. They have a lot of great bands on there, including surprisingly Stained and my favorite song by them, Spleen. And it's a different recorded track than on their first album. So if you guys ever want to listen to the other version of Spleen, check it out on Up the Dosage by Wonder Drug Records, and you'll find it there. We have one last punk song, and then our awesome new rotation song. We are going to fade in Amoeba by The Adolescents. Fun fact, this was on the Grand Theft Auto 5 soundtrack, so if this is familiar, that's where you heard it. Hold up, guys. We'll be right back.
are scientists in our lab, looking through the microscope. The little glass eyes, they never lie. How can this fall my coat? I've never seen anything like it before. This amoeba's got a mind of its own. But don't turn your back to stupid science work. This is reaching for the telephone. One cell thing, hardly knows it's alive. You're better off dead if you only knew your growing life's taking a dive. I've never seen anything like it before. This amoeba's got a mind of its own. But don't turn away, you stupid science work. This is reaching for the telephone.
Alright, everybody, that was the song Amoeba by the Adolescents. A very fun little song. I believe the Adolescents were from California. I believe they were from LA during the 80s, early 80s punk revolution. LA was where attracted most punk artists at the time, so LA punk's really big. I prefer New York City punk, like classic punk, but I want to play a few more like fun little bangers, some hits. Fun fact, today marks our 15th episode of Sour Girl, which is honestly astounding to me. I cannot even believe how far we've come since I started the show back in November. I thank you guys every week for tuning in. It really does mean the world to me, and I really hope following this 15th episode, I continue to grow as a radio show hostess and that you guys continue to enjoy what I bring to the table every week. So I am going to leave us off with that. And another really awesome fun fact, this was the most songs we've ever played on the show, totaling at 19 songs. I hope to maybe even increase it to 20 next time. Let's see if I could break this awesome record. So I'm going to leave us off with the final song of the night, which is a new release from our rotation by the band Sunno. This is the song Does Anyone Hear Like Venom by Sunno. Tune in next Thursday, 8 to 9 p.m., for some more awesome bangers curated by your heavy metal hostess, myself, Ava. Good night, everybody.
Number one song in Bikini Bottom, Electric Zoo.
Hey, that's pretty catchy.
You're listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta, the best radio station in all of Bikini Bottom. Don't touch that dial, keep it locked.
I love this young people's music.
The Red Dragon Food Pantry is now open for all students and faculty. It is located in the basement of Hunt Union right before the Wonnie Station and Dragon Express. Monday and Wednesday, it is open until 2 to 7 p.m. Tuesday and Thursday, it is open from 2 to 7:30 p.m. And Friday, 2 to 6 p.m. Everything inside is free and includes food, snacks, feminine products, toiletries, and more. So whenever you're hungry, feel free to stop by.